that's one of those why trills, right, for the strings. Never my favorite sound, but it was the model, right? Yeah. The bassoon seemed a little wandry at the beginning, like it didn't really. It was doing an arpeggio, but with arpeggios, you really should have you should recognize a pattern. It was kind of like almost moving in a pattern, but it needs to be more of a pattern. And I think you'd like the beginning of that better. Okay, is there any question you had about that, or does that make sense? So I think at the beginning, the bassoon, it was really bassoon heavy too. I mean, there was a lot of bassoon going on there. You could have probably got him out of the way a little bit, okay? Do I have a score? I do. Boy, I gave you jazzy things for everything, didn't I, Jasmine? Are you before this?
Yeah.
Again.
Yes.
Still.
It's the same one you got though.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Really? Didn't I just download it? Oh, I should have just opened. All right, one more. Where did you just go? Sorry, where the hell is my... Good. Just be careful of your vertical structures. Sometimes you're running into your melody with the harmony of it. So just be very careful that you don't do that. I think you switched a little too much here to have continuity between the two. Especially since these guys keep going. In other words, if you're going to do that, I think you jump in with both feet. You know, if you're going to be doing, let's play with this back and forth, then I think you jump in with both feet. So everybody does that. You don't leave one, you know, you don't have one group play the whole thing just in case it doesn't work.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay. And the beginning, I guess this worked. I guess they were so soft I couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
But it should work. Again, that's more of that Mahler stuff. So, yeah, that works. Okay? But be careful with your vertical structure. You've got to make sure that your chord is supporting your melody, because sometimes it isn't. And that just makes for crunchies. Yeah. So you're going for maximum clarity here. Do I have your...
I just emailed it.
just this very second?
To your regular email, yeah, like an hour ago. Right there.
Too small, right? The only thing that I would suggest is on this melody here with the woodwinds, they're all playing unison, but I still think I would try to invert this voicing a little bit so that it I guess they're riding kind of on top of, well, they are right, never mind. It was pretty close to the melody there, so I didn't think it was coming out too much, but you did have a nice little counter thing going on there, which is good. Oh yeah, this, and I'd put your woodwinds on top of your strings.
Yeah, wrong words, yeah.
It's driving me nuts here looking at that. But yeah, that works out well. Anything you thought was, it played well.
Yeah, it played well.
Okay. All right. And do we have a score for you?
Yes, the pen driver. Orchestration.
Got it. Can I shrink this just a little? And we can still see it. Can you kind of see it there?
Yeah.
Kind of see the shape. Oh, and by the way, when you do score study, one of the nice things is find scores at the beginning that just the ideas jump off the page. Like when I can shrink something down like this and you know what's going on, it's pretty much just going to be a clear orchestration. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like if you open up Tchaikovsky, you know exactly what's going on. Most of the time in Dvorak, if you open the score, you know exactly what's going on. Because there's these great big blocks of things that are saying, oh, these guys are doing this now, these guys are doing this now. It's not always the case. If you look at Ravel, God knows what's going on. No, I mean,
not really.
Strauss sometimes is a little tough. The slow parts of the tone poems are fine because you can tell who's got the melody and everybody else is humming along. But the other part is all, who's my sopranos, who's my altos, who's my tenors, who's my basses. It's a little harder. Anyway.
But like his Alpine Symphony? The first like 2 or 3 minutes of that is just texture.
I know. I've tried to light that a number of times.
I like the climax part of like the first movement.
Yeah.
And
that's
about it.
Do you guys know the Alpine Symphony? It's got a good kind of reputation, I guess, but I don't know.
Okay, is there actually a ballet written to it? Because it's kind of almost like a ballet suite.
You know, I don't know, because it does do that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But see, his tone poems do that, too. So, his tone poems sort of tell stories as well. So, alrighty, off we go. Thank you. All right, very good. Good. That's nice. I mean, having a little intro, outro that bookends what's going on. And that balanced out pretty well. These guys didn't balance terribly well, but there's not any good reason why they shouldn't have. You know, I mean, it looks fine. So that did. And this is, again, one of those odd colors where you've got a lot of stuff going on and it's just sort of a wash in the background, this sort of pizzicato wash in the background.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good. He's going to kick me out soon, but so I hope this was fun and enjoyable, and I hope you